Los Angeles is reeling from yet another fatal law enforcement shooting. On Monday, Dijon Kizzy, a 29-year-old black man, was stopped by LA County Sheriff's deputies for an alleged vehicle code violation while riding his bike. Exactly what happened next is being investigated, with family members and neighbors disputing the sheriff's account. But the interaction ended after LA County Sheriff's deputies shot and killed Kizzy and left his body in the street for hours. The shooting comes just 2 months after deputies shot and killed 18-year-old Andres Guardado in Gardena. Mark Ridley Thomas is the LA County Supervisor for the 2nd District. He introduced a motion meant to increase transparency in the Guardado investigation and, he says, create more accountability in how deputy shootings like the one on Monday are being handled. The motion passed unanimously in yesterday's session, and Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas joins me now to talk about it. Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm glad to be here, and thank you for having me.
You bet. You state in the motion that there is a, quote, disturbing trend within law enforcement to thwart oversight and transparency of internal investigations. During your tenure as county supervisor, what kind of behavior like that have you witnessed?
I simply think it's unacceptable to have county ordinances that are being disregarded by the county sheriff. We have an office of the inspector general, and our county ordinances are prescriptive as it relates to what his role should be. And part of that includes being a part of investigations of controversial shootings that involve deputies. And to the extent that that is the case, we fully expect the sheriff to comply. To do otherwise is to behave above the law.
Your motion specifically talks about how the Sheriff's Department has handled the Andres Guardado case. Where has the Sheriff's Department tried to obstruct oversight in that particular investigation?
Well, the first instance was with the county coroner. The sheriff sought to overstep his boundaries by trying to prevent the coroner from releasing his report after it was done. The second instance is that of the Office of the Inspector General. It is prescribed in our county ordinances that set up that office that with respect to officer-involved shootings, deputy-involved shootings, that there is a prescribed role for the Inspector General's office to play. The Sheriff's Department has said, in effect, to the Office of the Inspector General, go pound sand. Not only that, they've been more aggressive by essentially teeing up a lawsuit against the Office of the Inspector General, saying that the Inspector General office was interfering with the Sheriff's Department carrying out its work.
This motion does instruct the chief medical examiner, a coroner, to conduct the inquest, as you mentioned, into the circumstance, manner, and cause of Andres Guardado's death. Can you explain why it's important to hold an inquest and its significance?
Because of the failure of the Sheriff's Department to facilitate in a cooperative or collaborative way an independent investigation.
So this is a backstop, basically, is what this is.
Yes, it essentially takes it to another level of scrutiny, since you can't get the kind of cooperation that we should be able to get from the sheriff's department itself or from the sheriff himself.
How has the sheriff reacted to this motion, or has he?
In typical fashion, rather belligerent and uninformed, completely unrepentant as it relates to the behavior in which he behaves that leaves more to be desired than not. But I think Sheriff Villanueva needs a pretty basic civics lesson, a lesson in how county government operates, in order to know that there is a way for the sheriff and the board of supervisors to work together constructively, collaboratively, respecting the domain for which each would be ultimately responsible.
There has been a lot of reporting about an alleged sheriff's gang at the Compton station. Whistleblower Deputy Art Gonzalez said under oath that the deputy who shot and killed Andres Guardado was a prospective member of that gang called the Executioners.
How about this latest shooting of Andres Guardado? Was that done by an inked member or a prospect of the Executioners?
Prospect.
And who was that prospect? You know?
Lax Foundation. Speculation and conjecture on the part of the witness.
Deputy Vega and Deputy Hernandez.
So what steps is the board taking to look into allegations of gangs within law enforcement?
A lot of that is happening pursuant to the work of the county council and has been ongoing for a while. It is subject to litigation, therefore talking about it in any degree of detail would violate the protocols and the rules that inform those kinds of investigations. But I can say to you that that work is absolutely underway and has been for some time.
Well, let's talk about Dijon Kizzy for a second. Shot and killed by LA County Sheriff's deputies on Monday after allegedly stopping him for a vehicle code violation while he was riding his bike. How will your motion ensure that investigation into his death is carried out in a more transparent manner than, let's say, the Guardado case?
Well, let me just simply say that according to the Inspector General, this gives the sheriff another opportunity to prove that he can conduct himself in the proper manner. And the only thing, frankly, Larry, that we're trying to get to is the following. Let the facts speak for themselves. I have no need to rush to a conclusion one way or the other at this point. The facts have to be pulled together properly, honestly, fairly, constructed so that a decision can be made as to whether it was in policy or not. But that can only happen credibly with an independent investigation.
You know, as you state in your motion, there is a disturbing trend within law enforcement to thwart oversight and transparency. And, you know, with that in mind, should taxpayers continue to fund this department? And what's your stance on defunding the Sheriff's Department and moving those monies maybe over to community resources and maybe some other alternatives?
I think it has to be appreciated that public safety is a basic expectation and service for the people of Los Angeles County. It is what local government does, and it should do it better. I do believe that the shifting of resources is an important discussion. I do not embrace the point of view. There should be no law enforcement presence. There should be no public safety presence. I believe that that radically undermines and or denies the real issue of criminal activity that takes place in our respective communities. And there has to be an appropriate response for that. But that shouldn't mean that law enforcement has a corner or should be afforded a corner on a disproportionate share of public resources.
Lastly, and while I have you, public health officials, in consultation with you, county supervisors, are about to allow limited indoor operations of hair salons and barbershops, as well as small on-campus operations at some schools. Why are you confident we can do this safely?
Frankly, the jury is out.
Mark Ridley Thomas is the supervisor for LA County 2nd District. Supervisor, thanks so much for coming on. We really appreciate you taking the time.
All right. Take care, Larry.